Hello again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 54 in a 260 program series marking the 50th anniversary in broadcasting of WHKP. The early days were covered in a 25-year long series by Frank L. Fitzsimmons, which became the best-selling book series in the history of the county, From the Banks of the Ocklawaha. I call this then simply Where Fitz Left Off, and today, The Girl Who Found a Face. This program we're calling The Girl Who Found a Face, and that's not a title we conjured up. It's the title of an article in the April 1970 edition of Good Housekeeping magazine. It concerns the birth of a child in December of 1955 at the Curry Clinic in Chattanooga, Tennessee. One Debbie Fox. Once in every 180,000 births, there occurs a congenital eye malformation called hypertelorism. And that means the distance between the eyes is so great that the eyes are located to the side of the head. And once in every 700 live births, a cleft palate occurs. This child suffered both conditions, as well as a deformed right hand, several tight bands of tissue encircling the legs and thighs, and the left eye even lacked a lid. This baby was rushed to the Children's Hospital in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where Dr. Howard Barnwell, his family called him Brownlow, one of the leading plastic surgeons in the South, Brownlow Barnwell, and he assessed 59 congenital anomalies of the skull, face, palate, and extremities of this child. Dr. Barnwell performed his first operation when the baby was 3 weeks old. After that, every few months, little Debbie Fox would be taken by her parents, Edward and Sarah Fox, to Dr. Brownlow Barnwell in Chattanooga, who would make another and a seemingly endless series of small repairs. Slowly, he rebuilt her palate, closing the hole that was larger than a 25-cent piece. When Debbie was six, Dr. Barnwell was able to persuade the Hamilton County Board of Education into assigning a special ed teacher to her to start her on her schoolwork. When the teacher, Mrs. Madeline Apple, first saw little Debbie Fox, she almost went into shock. For even after 6 years of constant surgery that had been done by Dr. Barnwell, what she saw was a little girl with blonde hair who looked still as if a firecracker had gone off in her face. Rather than give up, Mrs. Apple insisted on teaching Debbie, saying, "There's something special about that child." In the meantime, Dr. Barnwell continued his surgery. By now, having accumulated hundreds of photographs and plaster molds of the way he wanted Debbie to look, and he promised her she would be a pretty girl when she was 16. In 1967, Dr. Barnwell had made a brief visit home for Christmas, and on his way back to Chattanooga, he was involved in a horrible traffic accident near Calhoun, Georgia. Brownlow was killed, and his son suffered massive injuries, gave up any thought of being able to practice medicine, but went on to study law, and today he practices his profession from a wheelchair. But that little girl, who found a face at age 12, whose world was already tenuous, almost went into total collapse. For 12 years, Dr. Barnwell had pursued a goal and had shared with Debbie his dream. Her family, off the farm and of very meager means, had had help from Blue Cross with hospital bills. Dr. Barnwell had either sent no bills or only token bills. The Foxes, the family, they were ready to throw up their hands and relegate Debbie to a locked-up world where she'd never be seen. But her teacher, Madge Apple, even without the beloved Brownlow Barnwell, still wanted to fulfill his dream. She located a plastic surgeon in Atlanta who agreed to continue the work. And after this plastic surgeon had done his first operation, he suffered a heart attack, and the work was almost placed on hold by his associate. The associate then contacted Dr. Milton Edgerton, chief of plastic surgery at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, and he agreed to see Debbie. Debbie was probed, poked, injected, photographed, questioned, totally researched by Dr. Edgerton and his team of 65 physicians. And Debbie agreed to the very dangerous surgery of relocating her eyes 55 millimeters, almost 2 inches closer together. The operation, which lasted from 7 in the morning until 10:30 that night, was a total success. And by her 16th birthday, Debbie's dream, given to her by Dr. Howard Brownlow Barnwell, had come true. And there's a plaque in the City Hall of Chattanooga, Tennessee, dedicated to this man who was born and raised on Grant Mountain Road a few miles above Edneyville. The material I've used is from the June 1970 edition of Good Housekeeping and the July 1970 edition of Reader's Digest. A truly remarkable man, who also was born here, and whose family was known to the seventh son of a seventh son. And tomorrow, more about the Barnwell family, Sursum Corda, as we approach the next 50 years.